press conferences last longer than the game. We gotta figure this out a little bit here. Yeah, they were playing an Eastern Conference final and we were playing game 48. That's basically what it was. Decent start, but you could tell right away, you look up on the clock, we had a lot of zone time and we didn't have a shot on goal. That kind of summed up the way our night was about to go, and that's what happened. No, we had six guys on the ice for a long time. So if you want to be able to take an advantage of somebody, play 6-on-5 for that long, and that's what happens. But, yeah, that didn't. Now, the issue was we give up one up within 3 seconds off a faceoff. That's the issue, but that's not the swing. Like, that should,
A lot of guys talked about lack of intensity or not matching the intensity of Washington. Who sensed that going on in the game? Do the kind of trigger?
Well, you're coaching your team, and you're coaching your team both on the ice tactically and emotionally and doing all these things, but we just, as I said, you've got to bring it. This is we're in the conference final, and we just didn't treat it that way. I'm not taking anything away from Washington, because they came out and executed their game plan. They played simple and earned their breaks, earned their power plays, and capitalized on them. And we didn't. We didn't earn our breaks. And it comes down to managing the puck and where it goes. And if you're just going to keep giving it to them, it's going to hurt your chances to have success. And you can play the perfect game and execute your plan and do all that stuff and still not win. At least you're giving yourself a good chance to win. But when you do this, you're giving yourself basically zero chance to win.
How did that happen for that long?
We were just come off a power play and it happens. A little confusion and heat of the game and stuff like that, and two guys went for one, and that was it.
Is this game, do you just talk about, is it a
clunker
game, or is there a deeper concern?
Well, it's game one. So if we're going to do the concern level, there's concern. We just lost home ice advantage. We're down 1-0 in the series. If that was game six or something, it'd be tough. But it's just one game. That's the way we have to look at it. We've been kind of through this before a little bit, but unlike the game one against Boston, where that we did a lot of good things and no chance them and stuff like that, I didn't think that was the case tonight at all. They outplayed us, they outchanced us, they outscored us, they out everything to us, and this is the result you get. So we see what we can't do and what we have to do, and we've got to get back to what got us to the conference final, and we know that we've got better and we can bring that to the table. But now there's pressure on us to do it in 48 hours. You block the shot. That's what you do. You got it. No, it's, yeah, Vasi's fine. I like our push we had a little bit in the third, but it's easy to push when the other team's up 4-0 and they don't really care. They don't care if it's 4-1 or 4-2. They just want to win the game. And get the kid out, and he was mean, he did everything he could. It was the group ahead of him that, that didn't. Yeah, that's, I gave that up in 2014. We got swept by Montreal. So, you got to coach your team to win a playoff series. And that's our job, is to get these boys ready for Sunday night. And the players, there's onus on them to bring a mindset that they will not be denied on Sunday night.